Reset. I'm Jen White. All non-essential businesses are closed in Illinois due to the state's stay-at-home order, and that includes salons and barbershops. So here's the big question. Have you done it? Have you cut your own hair yet? Well, joining us now to give us some tips on how to cut your hair or of the hair of a family member at home, we have Kenyatta Mitchell Eccles of Yo-Yo Salon. Kenyatta, are you with us? Hi.
Yes, hi.
And also with us, we have Laura Botten. She's a stylist at Sine Qua Non Salon. Kenyatta, welcome to Reset. And Laura, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so let's start with the process of cutting someone else's hair, like a family member or a roommate in this particular situation. Kenyatta, what are the first steps? How do you prepare?
You prepare by just making sure you're shampooing their hair first and conditioning their hair. And then you have to make sure you have the proper tools. And with me working with African-American hair, the texture is more coiled. So I would just make sure that you have cutting shears, making sure you have a wide tooth comb, and making sure you have a detangling brush to be able to cut the hair.
Laura, what about for you? Oh, I'm going to bring Laura in. Laura, what about for you? What are your first steps?
Well, I will begin with a really simple plan to avoid any catastrophic mistakes. I think it's important to visualize where on the body you want your friend's hair to be, where you want to cut the length. I like to cut dry. I think it's easier when you're just doing tweaks for them to have clean, dry hair. And that you can have a visual marker because you know how that where the hair is going to sit when it's dry. It's easier to see what the hair will do. So that I think is, you know, we're talking about minor tweaks when you're doing your own hair at home. I wouldn't try anything major.
So I feel like both of you missed a step in that. It seems to me you need to have the big talk before you take scissors to someone else's hair. Just sort of set expectations. Say, look, I'm not a professional. I need to know our relationship. Our friendship is going to survive this if it goes south. So I'm just throwing that out as my own tip.
You want to have like a disclaimer? Like have them sign a contract.
You said you wouldn't.
I would not. Okay. So look, I would not do a major cut on anyone's hair because if you're not a professional, I would not. I'm just talking about like, okay, maybe we're going to trim the ends of the hair or something like that. I would not go in and do a barber cut or anything like that because it's difficult and you would really have to like sit down with that person and like she said, maybe sign a waiver or something because you don't want to jack someone's hair up. And so I know people have been missing us being at work, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to save relationships here. I'm trying to save relationships.
Right, exactly.
Does the approach change a bit, Laura, depending upon what type of hair you're working with, whether it's wavy or curly or straight or if someone has thicker hair or thinner hair?
I think so. I mean, in general, if you're going to take this on and put your friendships and relationships at risk, I would plan on having like 5-inch shears. If you can go to Sally Beauty, getting like a $50 or $30 pair of shears will make everything easier to have at least a decent pair of shears. Don't use a kitchen steak shears or whatever. You
I've
want to
seen
point
people
cut.
Do that too, and that's
yeah,
not good.
I know. Oh my God. You must have something that resembles a haircutting chair to make it work.
Exactly.
And you want a point cut, right? And it's probably the same for you, Kenya. I don't know, but you don't want to. I wouldn't cut straight across.
No.
As hairdressers can do, I would point cut in to the to the hair softly.
Okay, so I want to describe what I think you mean. So you're saying rather than doing a straight cut across, basically cutting up into the hair, so you don't end up with a hard line. Is that right?
Yeah, yes, pointing in good. With
yes.
the tip.
Yeah. Got it.
Pointing
got
in
it.
With
okay.
the tip of your scissors.
Yeah,
I like to just have people like put their head forward, like lean forward, and then you can see the shape of the perimeter of the hair, and then you can go in and point around and trim pieces as it's falling forward. I feel like that's easier than having it lay on top of, you know, other hair or lay on top of the head. If you get it freed up from the head, you can see the general shape and you can try and follow those lines.
Kenyatta, what about for you, especially when it comes to curlier hair?
Yeah, I noticed that too. Sectioning the hair off in like four parts in the head is a little bit easier, and then like separating it and then making it a little bit smaller and doing one side first and then doing the other side, kind of like measuring it to see how you cut it. And basically looking in the mirror to make sure you're doing it right, even when you're cutting somebody else's hair, making sure you're looking in the mirror. And like I said, just taking your time is very important because it's not what you do. So you really need to take your time.
Right. Maybe this is something you do over the course of a couple of days.
Less is more, right? Like just take a tiny bit. Don't
just a tiny bit, like an inch.
Don't get scissor happy.
Well, you know, I think a lot of folks are at the point where they're threatening to cut their own hair. I'm at that point. And I'll confess, my grandfather was a barber. He taught my mom how to cut, so she taught me how to cut. And so my mother and I have been exchanging haircuts my entire life, since I was old enough to hold a pair of scissors. So the problem that I face, though, is that I can cut my hair from, you know, forehead to where it disappears and I can't see it anymore. So if I started cutting my hair right now, I would go back to work with a full-on mullet. So like, what is your recommendation for somebody who's trying to cut their own hair, but it's like, once you get to the back, it gets a little dicey. Kenyatta?
That's a tough one.
I'm sorry. The three-way mirror, if you have a mirror like that you can bring out, I think that really helps and works. And if you don't, having that extra person could help you out that you maybe trust to help you out with that. And like I said, sectioning the hair off is great to do because it helps you get maybe more of a guideline with doing it yourself, because it's really difficult. And if you're going to do like the barber cut, I think you should have some guards. And use like number two, and you can get that even all the way around instead of trying to, because you're not going to be able to like fade it and all that stuff if you're not a professional.
Right. So you're not going to be able to get that sort of like gradual, you know, longer to shorter look. You just got to go for a straight buzz cut using that two guard and just like stick with that. Yeah. So I've also been hearing from a lot of friends that, you know, they're like, you know what? This is the time for bangs, and bangs can be good or really, really bad.
If you don't have existing game, if you don't have existing bangs, I would not.
Right.
I would not do that right now on your own, because bangs are complicated. Like I can trimming your bangs, you can pull them out. Like make sure I would section everything back away from your head that isn't part of the bang section. So clip it back tight. Then you have your bangs isolated. Then you take horizontal sections, pull them forward, and point cut into them horizontal, like half-inch sections at a time. Every section gets a little bit longer, so you make sure you're not going too short, and the bangs will lay nice. That's if you have an existing bang. And even if you have a long bang, I would do that. Pull it forward, point cut in. If you pull it towards the center, it'll be longer on the sides. You can do a little U-shaped. But if you don't already have bangs, I'm going to give that an emphatic no.
No, Kenyatta, you think the same thing. Huh? This is not the time to attempt bangs.
I think the same thing, especially, I mean, and with, I feel with straighter hair, you can mess up too. But with straight hair, I feel it's a little bit easier. But then when you have the curlier hair and you're trying to do the bangs, it may snap back. And so you have to make sure you're holding it and it's straight. And I wouldn't do bangs.
That's exactly it, Kenyatta. The hair shrinks. Even wavy hair shrinks.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So you have to be so, so, so careful.
Very precise.
You're listening to Reset. We're talking about how to cut, style, and manage your hair at home during the COVID-19 pandemic, or not. You may just need to leave it alone. With us to give us tips, our professional hairstylists, Kenyatta Mitchell-Eccles and Laura Botten. I know for some parents are like, look, this is getting out of hand. I've got to give this kid a haircut. It has to happen now. Laura, you know, over the years, have you figured out any tips to help give a kid a haircut, something to keep them, you know, still while you're trying to cut?
I sure have. Well, screaming children in the salons. We've had that many times. But I think the key is distractions. So iPad, Game Boys, any device that could keep them occupied. Children, I think, are why they cry is they think you're cutting off a body part and that it's going to hurt. It's really scary. So you just need to kind of snip a little bit, let them know, look, it's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt. And then if you have the distraction, something they can pay attention to that isn't what you're doing, then the last challenge will be getting them to sit still for a long period of time.
Kenyatta, any tips from you?
Yeah, I agree with that. Just keeping them busy. And two, for when I'm doing a barber cut on children, it's the sound. It's that buzz sound that gets them, that kind of frightens them. So if they have the headphones, and just making them feel calm, and I think that that usually works. But in the salon, sometimes when the parents are there, it's kind of a distraction, too. Like, right in their face is kind of a distraction, too. So.
A word for when you come back into the salon.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, Kenyatta, you've specialized in hairstyles like locks in recent years. What's the best way to maintain those hairstyles when you're at home?
Okay, so I specialize in all natural hair, and but as far as with the lock care, because I have been getting a lot of calls from my clients on how to take care of their hair, and just as far as itchy scalp and things like that. So I've created like a spray that they basically can use on their scalp, and it's real simple. You can get from the store, and I use it's witch hazel. And you use non-tap water. And so you use about 4 ounces of each. And then you can put peppermint oil and tea tree oil, about 6 drops of that. And that instantly stops the itching of the scalp. It's very wonderful to do.
Nice.
And basically, too, I've been telling them, too, if they're going to shampoo their hair, to shampoo their hair with something that is basically like a tea tree and a moisturizing shampoo for the scalp, and then following up with a moisturizing shampoo for their hair. And basically taking a oil, you can use apricot oil or any type of natural oils, because I'm very, I love natural. So I would like for them to use anything that's natural and light within the hair. Also, too, I wanted to add that with my clients, I've been actually dropping off oil to them, too, that they can use for their hair.
Oh, I know. They love you, Kenyatta.
And brushing is very well. People don't think that they can brush their locks, but brushing your locks and the hair, period, is very good for the hair, because it stimulates hair growth. It feels good. It gets out debris, especially in the locks. It gets out all that debris and things like that, and breaks up things from the scalp. So a boar bristle brush is perfect for doing that in between.
We're going to have to wrap it here, but I hope you all can stay in contact with us, and we can send out some other tips on our Twitter at WBEZ Reset. That's Kenyatta Mitchell-Eccles and Laura Botten with some tips for handling your hair while you're at home. Thanks to you both for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.